Welcome to History in 6, a place where we sample history in 6-minute increments. I'm your host, Tim Lindell. Today we're going to talk about King Philip's War. Time is short, let's jump into it. When Plymouth Colony was founded, it received crucial support in its early days from the Wampanoag tribe. As the colony found its foothold in the New World, it began to grow. Colonists steadily expanded their settlements into Native American land. Colonies formed separate alliances with the various tribes, including the Wampanoag, Narragansett, the Nipmunk, the Mohegan, and Pequot. These alliances, though, would continually shift, as tribes often had a history of conflict with each other. For example, the Narragansett initially fought alongside the colonists in the Pequot War, but were disturbed by its violence. Miantonomo, a Narragansett leader, attempted to unite the tribes against the colonists, but he was captured and executed, weakening any potential alliances against the colonies. The Wampanoag, led by Metacomet, believed that they had a treaty with Plymouth for protection and rights to their lands. However, the colonists continued to expand their territory, causing a growing sense of betrayal with the natives. Metacomet himself took over as chief of the Pokanoket and Grand Sachem, or leader of the Wampanoag Confederacy in 1662. The question that always came to my mind is, why was he called King Philip's by the colonists? Well, it turns out that Metacomet's father agreed to allow the colonists to give his sons English names for diplomatic reasons. Philip was the name chosen for Metacomet. The king part was probably added as a way to create a sense of equality in negotiations, as the English had a more hierarchical nature of leadership. But at the end of the day, the natives never used King Philip. It was solely done by the colonists. But as Metacomet became the leader, friction continued to build between the two sides. The colonists' livestock would damage Wampanoag crops and food stores. And despite complaints from the Wampanoag, the colonists did nothing about it. In addition, Metacomet, along with many of his tribe, opposed attempts by the colonial missionaries to convert them to Christianity. Following the deaths of his father and brother, Metacomet began uniting other Algonquin tribes against the Plymouth colony in the late 1674, early 1675. John Elliott enters our conversation. He started what he called the Praying Indian. It was his attempt to convert the Indian population to Christianity. Those he converted, he called Praying Indians, and they lived in praying towns. An Indian named Sassamon was one of the converts. He was a translator, he was a Harvard graduate, and he became an advisor of Metacomet. And it was Sassamon who warned the colony about Metacomet's plans at unifying and opposing the colony. The officials, being alerted, warned Metacomet not to attack the colonies. Sassamon was murdered for his betrayal of people in 1675. The Indians that did so were considered heathens and executed by the Plymouth authorities on June 8, 1675. Emotions boiled over and war erupted in 1675. Pokanoket warriors attacks isolated homestead in Plymouth's Swansea settlement in June 1675, killing 4. The conflict quickly spread to other tribes and towns across Massachusetts. A lunar eclipse at that time further fueled the war spirit among the natives, as they believed it was a good omen. Plymouth and Massachusetts Bay colonies retaliated. The New England Confederation, formed by several colonies, declared war on the Native Americans in September 1675. Rhode Island attempted neutrality, even though much of the war was fought in its territory. The first battle was the Siege of Brookfield, where Nipmunk warriors ambushed colonists and besieged survivors for 2 days before being driven off by militia reinforcements. 8 were killed in the process. There was the Battle of Bloody Brook, where Native Americans ambushed a colonial militia escort, inflicting heavy casualties. 40 militia were killed. 17 Teamsters were killed. The Indians attacked Springfield, burning most of Springfield to the ground, which was a major settlement at that time. The colonists fought back. The Narragansetts tried for neutrality, but were viewed by suspicion by colonists due to their alliances and the sheltering of the Wampanoags. A combined colonial force, including Mohegan and Pequot allies, attacked a fortified Narragansett winter camp in December of 1675. The battle resulted in heavy casualties in the Narragansett, with many non-combatants killed, about 600. The surviving Narragansett warriors launched counterattacks in the spring, including burning Providence to the ground. These Narragansett tribes were finally defeated when Conchonet was captured and executed in April 1676. Metacomet sought Mohawk aid in New York, but was betrayed and attacked by them in February of 1676, critically weakening his forces, resulting in the death between 70 and 460 Wampanoags. Metacomet was forced to withdraw to New England to regroup. If you've enjoyed this episode, tell a friend about us. If you haven't already, subscribe to get future content. And as always, have a great day if you want to.